You're listening to Clonmelan Community Radio.
Yes, you are listening to Clonmelan Community Radio. And thanks very much to Dave Yates for the past, what seems like about 3 or 4 hours. Fantastic information there with Terence. Makes me want to go out and join the Seamen's Union of Ireland or whatever it's called. Anyway, it's myself here. Sam and Samantha are unavailable to stand in tonight. So I have two very special guests in the studio. And if you go on to the website there, clonmelancommunityradio.com, you will see a link. Well, you see a picture up in the right-hand corner of two lads holding a T-shirt. And they are Ben and Robert. And they're actually here live in the studio. Social distancing and all that sort of carry on. And they're over there behind a big glass panel, and we're going to have a little chat with them, and we're going to find out all about the virtual marathon. So I want to say a very good evening, boys. It's nice to have you here, and thanks for coming and joining us here.
Hey, Stephen. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
We had a bit of a chat there before we went live, and I wasn't sure when I seen the advertising for the virtual marathon, and you both kind of explained to me exactly what it is. For people who are just kind of now logging onto the website, having a look at the picture, and don't forget, there's a chat room there as well. If you want to fire some questions, we are live. If you want to fire some questions at the lads, log into the chat room. You don't need to register an account. Just log in, stick in a name, and click in, log in as guest, and you will pop up on the screen. So if you do have any questions, we can get to those. Ben, what is a virtual marathon? I've heard of virtual reality, but it's nothing like that.
No.
Yeah, well, originally you probably would think that, but it's just a marathon around the local area. Just, I suppose, it's to avoid overcrowding with COVID.
Christmas Day. Why Christmas Day? Well, yeah. Obviously there'd be no one out for as
no,
well. So.
No. Well, originally we planned to do Dublin, supposed to be around October time, and that never happened, so we pushed it off for a while because we had a few different sporting things going on, and then we just say Christmas. Why not, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I know, like, some people do on, I don't think it's Christmas Day, they used to do a marathon, or not a marathon, was it a swim or something around here on Stephen's Day?
Yeah.
Was it?
I think Christmas morning, I think.
Was it Christmas morning? Yeah. All right. But this is something completely different, and you're not just doing it for the good of your health, although you both sat here and you both look as if you're in good shape, so you're obviously up. I mean, this is an actual 26-mile marathon.
26.2,
actually. 26, oh, sorry. The 0.2 makes all the difference. So, I mean, this is a real marathon. This is not for the faint-hearted. So, obviously, there's some element of training that goes in.
Yeah, we've been training away for 10 weeks now. Realistically, you know, we should have been doing about 16 weeks, but that didn't happen. And, we've been doing long runs every Sunday morning, and then a couple of midweek runs and cycling and things like that every weekday, yeah.
I'm looking at the picture, and it says here that you're kind of doing it for Jigsaw, young people's health in mind. You obviously have to have a certain mindset to do this. I mean, do you? I don't know. You can see by the shape of me, I've never run. I've only run to the bar for last orders.
I mean,
I couldn't even imagine running a mile, and you're going to do 26.2. How do you get the mindset to do that?
I suppose we were fairly fit coming into the training anyways, because we had just finished the football season with Ballinock. I suppose the mindset, you kind of have to bring yourself there. Over the long runs, you just build up the mind, you get stronger and stronger, and you can, I suppose the running is all, it's all mental, it's not really all legs. So if you can build up good tolerance and keep the head clear while you're running, you'll be able to run longer distances.
26 miles. When you, I mean, obviously in training now you're doing the long runs. What would a long run be?
20 miles. 20 miles, essentially, yeah.
So we still Seriously?
Have, yeah.
So you would just go out for a run of an evening? And
this morning, I went out this morning, yeah.
And done 20 miles?
Yeah. For anyone that's done a marathon, they say the marathon only starts at 20 miles. So, you know, that's when the hardship starts.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I suppose you have to bring the body to the 20, and then adrenaline will get you the rest of the way, the last 6.2.
We're hoping.
Well, I mean, like I said, you've been training for it. You've both look fairly fit anyway.
Yeah.
But you're raising awareness for Jigsaw. Was that just a random charity, or is there some affiliation? Not so much of an affiliation, but is there some connection with Jigsaw?
I suppose there's not a direct connection. Originally, we were just going to run the marathon and came up with the idea of doing it for Jigsaw, because obviously with COVID and everything, that was an important time to highlight the importance of mental health, and obviously it's not talked enough about in young people, and I suppose a lot of young people are brought up to kind of hide their feelings, whereas it should be talked about more. So hopefully, you know, we can leave an impact on some people to open up a bit more about their mental health.
Well, do you know what, that's, I mean, you actually hit the nail on the head there, and I'm sure you know that as well, that it's only when you kind of get into adulthood, then, you know, there's a barrier. Well, this is what I find. This is me. I find that there is a kind of a barrier where you will kind of start to share your feelings and talk about your feelings, but young people don't.
Yeah.
And, I mean, when I was growing up, we never heard of a young person committing suicide. It never happened. And now, like, within the past, say, 20 years, it's all you ever hear. I mean, since we moved to Clonmelin, someone who was known to the family, we heard one day he was found swinging from a tree, and you're thinking, what would go through someone's head to actually bring them to that point? Because there is no talk. People don't talk, and young people don't. Well, I can't say young people don't. I mean, I'm sure they do now, but with that, when you have the likes of, say, Jigsaw, and I know there's a lot of other groups as well that are kind of shining a torch on this and shining awareness, it's bringing it more into the forefront. So, I mean, but, like, you're two young lads. Would you be comfortable discussing your feelings?
Yeah, we are, definitely, yeah. I suppose when you're younger, though, when you're, say, 14, maybe 16, 17, like, you're going through a lot of changes, so...
Yeah. That's a difficult time.
It is, yeah, but you're probably that bit more insecure, but I suppose now we're just adults now, just about, but it's getting that bit easier. And yeah, we don't bother now talking to whoever's close to us if we were having a bit of difficulty.
Yeah, but unfortunately that's not the case for a lot of people, I suppose. Like, that barrier you were saying, that kind of opens up when you're an adult. Some people it doesn't, and it sticks with them from child to adult, and they can never actually open up their feelings, and then the barrier just gets stronger, I suppose.
Yeah, and a lot of people kind of, when I was growing up, like, if you were to say, like, if a man or a boy were to cry, it was seen as a weakness. It was perceived as a weakness,
yeah.
You know. And that, and it, you know, it took a long time for people to realise, well, hang on a second, girls can cry. Boys, men, we're human beings as well. You know what I mean? We do have feelings and we do have emotions. And just because you're a man does not mean that you cannot cry, you cannot hide your emotions. And I think it is through the likes of, we'd say Jigsaw, because that's who you're doing the marathon for, but because of the likes of Jigsaw and other groups who are shining the light on it, and it is bringing it out, and the message seems to be there, that don't hide behind your feelings and be, you know, discuss them with other people. But you, like, what do you kind of think? Do you reckon the message is it working? That's where I'm going. Is the message working? Because as a 51-year-old man, I'm looking at this and going, that's great. It's a positive message, but I'm not kind of on the street listening to other people. Like, I mean, the only adults or the only kind of people I would have here would be my daughter, and we kind of have a household here where we do discuss our feelings. You know, it's not a taboo subject, and we're not afraid to discuss it. Other people, like, let's say your peers and your friends and all that, are they kind of as open-minded as you two lads?
Personally, mine probably wouldn't be. I'd be the most open.
Yeah?
I find it's very hard to get information out of my friends sometimes, and it's very hard when you see them down.
And if you've seen one of your friends down, I'm guessing because of who you are and your mindset, you will probably go and try and help them.
Yeah, I'd have the mindset where I have to kind of fix everything, make sure everything's okay, so I'd always be looking out for my friends.
Yeah. And, like, if you do try and interact and, let's say, get to the root of a problem, what sort of a reaction would you get? I mean, what would be a typical reaction?
From my mates, like?
Yeah.
Kind of just, it's brushed off, it's not talked about in detail, I find. So it's harder to get to the root of the problem. Personally, the person who speaks out about their feelings is stronger than the person who can hide them.
Makes a lot of sense. And what about you, Rob? What about your friends?
Yeah, some of them, so obviously, it depends on the person, but some are fine, and some you have to just keep an eye out for. But I'm not dismissing anyone's problems or anything, but like, we all have bad days, and a lot of the time, if you just have a chat with a fella, you know, a lot can be resolved through that.
Yeah. But that's why a lot of the men sheds, as I said to you, I was at a men shed meeting there before we actually come on, because they do say that women talk face-to-face, men talk shoulder-to-shoulder. Mm-hmm. And that's why a lot of men sheds have started up, because they found even a lot of adult men, they don't talk about their feelings. And because it's such an important part in our emotions of who we are as a species, you know, like, two men could be working on a project and they could be just, you know, shooting the breeze, you know, talking about whatever happens to be bothering them. And that's kind of, that was the whole ethos behind men's sheds. And then obviously women are getting in on it now with the hen sheds. But I don't think women need hen sheds because, you know, they seem open enough to discuss their feelings. I haven't got a next question. I actually had a lot of questions written down today and I've left them. They're not here. Obviously, you're raising awareness, and you're raising awareness here tonight, and obviously there are people going to be listening in, and hopefully they will be. You're doing it for Jigsaw, and obviously Jigsaw, like any of the groups out there, they need funds because they need to be able to provide help and support for people, so they're going to need funds. Yeah. And I see that you have already raised a substantial amount of funds. I know you have a goal here on the website and you're very, very close to that goal. But it doesn't stop there. I mean, obviously, the likes of Jigsaw and other groups, they need funding 7 days a week, 365 yeah. days a year to provide this service to our young adults and our children. But if people want to get involved and maybe make a donation, no matter how big or how small, tell us, how can they do that?
We have an iDonate page set up, which basically gathers all our funds and sends it straight to Jigsaw at the end of the month. So if you want to visit that, it's www.idonate.ie/Ben and Roberts Virtual Marathon.
Yeah, yeah, that's fantastic. And like the picture of the two lads are actually on the website there as well, on the iDonate page. You can see exactly how close they are to their target. Who set the target, or was, you know, what, where did that come from?
Originally, we had just set it at 1,000 and see how we got on, but...
Didn't take long to achieve that, yeah. So we pushed the boat out and...
Yeah, fantastic. So
every 500, I think, every goal we reached, we added another 500 goals. So once we reach 2,500, we'll push it to 3,000.
Excellent. Yeah. Now, is this the first time you've done this? Or yeah. have you raised money for any other groups, organisations or charities?
No, I did the... there's a 50-mile walk. It's a JFK 50-mile walk in Moyla every year. And I did it this year. It was virtually, again, just around local areas. But that was for the Irish Cancer Society and raised a few pounds for that as well. So you got kind of the hang of it.
Could this be an annual event?
Could be, potentially, yeah. It'd be hard to get people out on Christmas morning, but I'm sure we could adjust it or something. You know?
Well, I suppose you could, yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think both of you deserve a virtual pat on the back for the virtual marathon, because I mean a lot of people will probably just get up, they get out of the bed, saunter out of bed Christmas morning, and you know, do what we all do, but you two guys have decided, no, we're getting up and we're getting out and we're getting active. What time will you be kicking off at?
Kicking off at 9, and then we'll be in Appoy at 10, and then heading on for Clonmelan at 11. We'll be coming through Clonmelan and then on to Killallen at about 11:15, and we'll be going then down near Drummond and coming back to our local football club in Ballinlough at about 12:45.
Jesus, yeah. a long hell morning.
If we don't fall apart, but
yeah,
we should, yeah.
No, I'm sure you'll be fine.
Sure.
And what about, I mean, what's, would you like to see people kind of maybe out on the street or just
absolutely
hanging out the window, giving me a wave?
We have a few people organised to join us on the way. Obviously with social distancing and everything, but it'll be a good boost now when we're finding it tough. We have a few people there lined up to push on for the last couple of kilometres, and we'll finish it up ourselves there, the last 10 kilometres.
Excellent, but from what you said, I mean, once you hit the 20 mile, that's kind of where it begins, so
yeah.
I suppose you will need some kind of support, so if people can get out, I suppose, when you're going, just tell us again where you're going to be and what times, just so
yeah.
people can... Make a note.
Yeah, no problem. We'll be going through Kilskeer at 9 a.m.
Right.
Then through the main street in Appoy at 10. Then Clonmelan at 11. Killallen at 11:15. And Banlaw GFC, just at the football club there, at 12:45.
Right. So there you have the time. So, I mean, if anyone can, if you can just get out and maybe just give the lads a cheer or... will there be any facilities, you know, I know you're going to have some people with you, will there be any facilities, let's say, for if someone is standing there and they're waving a tenner, will there be donation buckets, or should it just be done online?
Obviously with COVID and everything, probably it's best to do it online, but we will have a few cars, and our little brothers are going to cycle on the bike as well. Behind, well, they're not so little anymore, they're going to cycle on the bike behind us with buckets, I suppose, and you can just pass it on.
Yeah. And it is for a very good cause. Like, I mean, I think every one of us whether we're a young adult or an older adult, we know someone who has been affected by mental health issues. And that's one of the things that we like to do here on Clonmelan Community Radio, is just kind of raise awareness to different things that are going on in the community, especially around this time of year, because it is difficult. It has been a very difficult year for a lot of people, and we don't know what next year is going to bring. Now, I said I wanted to get back to talking about your preparation, because we're not done yet. Do you train like Rocky? You know, I mean, what do you do? Do you go up and have some raw eggs and go out and run the street and chase some dogs? Or
something like that, yeah. I don't know, our training schedule would usually be Sunday. We'd have a long run and a little bit of a short one, then a Monday, a day off Tuesday, and then mid-distance Wednesday, cycle Thursday, mid-distance Friday, and then...
Now what's a mid-distance?
10K.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And what about special food?
We're not really following a diet now, to be honest. Just, I suppose, once you're eating right and fitting your macros into your diet, you're okay. Realistically, you can eat what you want as long as you're hitting your protein and your macros and your carbs.
Yeah. Right, so you could have a rig of points now, say, Christmas Eve.
I'll only just go that far. Yeah.
No.
It's more so on the day. Like, on the day, you need to have good hydration. And yeah. There's little gels that give you lots of calories and carbohydrates, and just take them every so often. It's like you get a couple of jellies and oranges, and that's about it, really.
Yeah. So yeah. You don't have to follow any particular dietary regime?
No. Just keep it coming in regularly.
All right. Yeah. Right. Anything else that you want to touch on? Anywhere you want to go? Because, like I say, I did have a load of questions, and I'm kind of... I've forgotten a lot of the bloody questions. But is there anywhere else that we need to go that you want to talk about while we're here? Don't say no.
Okay. I suppose just to raise a bit of awareness and highlight the importance of mental health. Personally, I suffer with anxiety, so it is a big thing, and it can really destroy your day sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I seen a quote the other day. I think it was one snowy day doesn't make a winter, just like one hot day doesn't make a summer. So just because you have a bad day doesn't mean that tomorrow has to be a bad day. Wake up, be positive, and if you need help, seek help. And Robbie and I are always here for a chat anyways. Even if you don't know us, you can always text us, hit us up.
Yeah.
We'll try to sort things out and point you in the right direction.
You seem like friendly enough lads. Robert, what about you?
Yeah, just on the day, like if anyone wanted to come out and do even 500 yards or something like that, it's no bother.
Yeah.
You know what time we'll be there at, and just run the runners. Might make a bit of room for the Christmas dinner.
You never know.
You never know.
Might do that.
Yeah, clear the head, I suppose.
Yeah. But even as you said, Ben, about anxiety, I think everyone suffers from a certain level of anxiety. I personally speaking know a couple of people who find it difficult to go into, let's say, a supermarket. They'll go into a supermarket, and once they get so far in, if they can't see the entrance, they can't see an exit, the exit, then they'll actually have a full-blown panic attack. And I've been on the receiving end of one of those. And I find that, like, I'm kind of fairly level-headed to a degree, but nothing I can say, no matter how calm I can be, nothing I can say can change the mindset of that person. And it's like as if inside they're going through absolute mental torture. And it's as someone who's kind of outside that, it's very difficult because you don't know what the right words are to say. And let's say, for argument's sake, if you knew someone who was having an anxiety attack, is there a certain procedure? What do you do? What do you not do?
Well,
I'm sorry for putting you on the spot.
No, you're fine. Judging from my own experience now, I'm not saying this is the right thing to do, but people with anxiety or OCD kind of tend to be very obsessive and compulsive with their thoughts, so they believe things that aren't actually real. They believe a lot of what-if thoughts and seek reassurance. So for me, what helped me was I had to learn to stop seeking reassurance about thoughts that were entering my head. I never really had too many panic attacks before, but I think the big thing is when someone is having a panic attack, you kind of just have to let them know that you're there, hold their hand, just say, this is okay, it will pass, and hopefully that'll calm them down. Try to control your breathing. A lot of it is to do with your breathing.
Mm.
If you can slow down your breathing when you feel a panic attack coming on, it uh, it can slow down your body and it can ease the symptoms.
Yeah, you're talking about the breathing there. I don't want to go off topic, but it helps us, like, when we're running. Like, if you start getting a little bit panicky or time or whatever, you just need to take a couple deep breaths and relax. And, you know, if you start getting flustered, like, it happens to the best of us. If you're a busy day, just write down and prioritise each task and go about it, because it just makes it that bit easier.
Yeah, I think a wise man once said that before. Always work from a list.
Yeah.
So if you can make a list instead of trying to do everything at once, make a list and then kind of put number one, number two, number three in order of priority.
Yeah, it says you walk around the house thinking, oh, geez, what job did I forget to do there? Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
And even if you are finding yourself getting flustered during the day, a good thing that I learned is 10 minutes of meditation a day for 8 weeks reduces the amygdala in the brain, and that's your anxiety part of the brain. So it actually gets smaller after 8 weeks of meditation for 5-10 minutes a day. You can look up meditation on YouTube or Spotify, just go on to guided meditation, and it's fairly straightforward to do. It's not complicated at all, and it really resets you for your day.
I'm guessing you've obviously had your personal experience of the meditation resetting yourself. What about yourself, Robert?
No, I haven't got into it yet.
Why not?
I just didn't feel the need, but I'll give it a go, definitely, I think. And just see.
You know you won't. You're saying you won't. He knows you won't as well. You're only saying it. I tried it once, I have to say, meditation, and
what did you think of it?
I got bored. No, that's not true. I tried it once, for no particular reason, only, you know, it just seemed like a good thing to do, and I fell asleep. But see me, that's okay.
Yeah, no, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
You're nice and relaxed.
Okay, right, I'll tell you what we're going to do just very quickly. We're going to continue on chatting to Ben and Robert, but what we're going to do very, very quickly is we're going to just play a quick song, and we should be back after this.
You're listening to Clonmelan Community Radio.
Yes, Clonmelan Community Radio. We are still here with Robert and Ben, or Ben and Robert, whichever way you want to say it. We've just been having a little chat there as we we're doing just before the break there in relation to anxiety and panic attacks, because we know a lot of people actually are suffering from panic attacks. And Ben, you were just saying there's something about breathing techniques and about the benefits of the meditation. And just tell people, what were you saying there about the panic attacks, the way you were just telling me there, you can control it.
Yeah, well, you can control your anxiety to a certain extent through meditation. So if you meditate for even 5 minutes to 10 minutes during the day and work that up every couple of weeks to a longer period of time, over the course of 8 weeks, you'll be able to reduce the size of your amygdala, which is your anxiety part of your brain, and naturally then it'll have less control over your life. That's sort of it.
Don't say it's good advice, and I know people will say, oh, meditation, I have no time for meditation. Well, meditation is one of those things that can be done anywhere.
Yeah, you see, a lot of people try it and they find some video on YouTube that mightn't be any addition to them. So if you can shop around Spotify and YouTube and just try to find something that works for you, if you look up guided meditation, it's usually very good, 5 or 10 minute video. It'll completely reset you for the day.
Yeah, because, I mean, there is no kind of one-size-fits-all. I suppose you're going to have to find, I'd just say, a video or a tutorial that will actually work for you. Like, I know some people can say, I haven't got the time, or it's a waste of time, or it doesn't work. But unless you try something, you're never going to know. And I know a guy who, he said, when he goes on the school run to pick up his son from school, he sits in the car for 10 minutes, switches off the engine, closes his eyes, and for that 10 minutes, he said, even that can be of great benefit. Yeah. Just 10 minutes.
Yeah, I did that this morning before the run.
Yeah.
I was just saying, like, it's great just to reset. If, like, for example, if he was rushing there to get kids out of school, that job's done and he can just relax. And, you know, it's alone time.
Well, okay, it's just coming up to 3 minutes away from 10 o'clock. It is Clonmelan Community Radio. I've run out of questions and I haven't even looked at the chat room. So hopefully we may have some questions. Do we have any questions? No, we don't. We have Kim. Kim says, we are open to talk about feelings. Women. Yes, yeah, women are. And women are great for talking about feelings. And here's another trick as well. Well, it's not a trick. It's kind of like, I suppose, a point of observation. That when a woman tells you her problems, sometimes, because men, I don't know if you lads have girlfriends or women in your lives, but sometimes when a woman tells you her problems, men, we're wired to fix things. So if someone says, I'm having a problem with such and such, we go, oh, hang on, we put on your Mr. Fix-a-hat, and we look at a solution. But I learned that sometimes when a woman comes to you and she's telling you your problems, a lot of times she just wants you to listen.
Yeah.
She's not looking for you to fix it. She doesn't want a solution. She just wants to verbalise and for you to listen.
Yeah. Sure, problem share is a problem have. Like, once you get that weight off your shoulders, it can take a lot of the weight off. Like, you mightn't have to say anything back or give a particular opinion, but...
Yeah. But that's it. There's lots of those little golden nuggets of information that, you know, you learn over the years, mm-hmm. and they stand you in good stead, as the saying goes. You know, so, I mean, look, for all the men out there, don't be afraid to talk about your feelings. Don't be afraid to discuss your feelings. And there are two lads here, Robert and Ben. Ben and Robert. I'm only saying it backwards and forward because I don't want to say, you know, I'm not saying one of you is the leader or whatever, so I don't know. Although Robert is taller.
Whatever.
Anyone's taller than me, the fast to be fair.
First.
Anyone is taller than you?
Yeah.
What do you stand?
5'8".
5'8"?
Yeah.
I'm 5'7".
Oh.
Yeah, so there you go. So not everyone is taller. It's been an absolute pleasure and privilege having you both here. Just to shine a little bit of a light on it, I do apologise for forgetting half my questions. You'll be gone and I'll say, I should have asked that, and I should have asked that, and I should have asked that. What? Yeah. He thinks he's getting paid for it. He's getting paid.
I was thinking of this last time, just to reiterate the link, just if anyone would like to donate.
All right, sorry, I don't understand this modern sign language.
Oh, that's very basic now.
Back in my day, that meant money.
Yeah.
go on, look, say whatever you need to say.
Right, well, first of all, I'd like to say a big thanks to anyone who has supported so far and anyone who plans to support. I'd also like to thank you, Stephen, for inviting us on tonight.
I was threatened. No, I wasn't.
Who else? David Ivers at Boy Sports Therapy. He's been brilliant to us. He's done a lot of work to us and has fixed a lot of injuries along the way, so he's kept us going. And anyone you want to thank, Rob?
No, I think you've said pretty much it. No.
Thank somebody, will you? I'm trying to get a song here. Pick something. Thank someone.
Pretend
it's an Oscar speech.
I'll reiterate the donation link again. So it's www.idonate.ie/Ben and Roberts Virtual Marathon. So every little helps. Thanks to everyone who's donated so far.
That's a real Tesco slogan. Every little helps. But it does. It absolutely does. So, you know, if you're listening to this or you're listening to it either live or on the podcast, then head away to the link. And, look, doesn't matter if it's €1, €2, €100. Every little helps. And as I said, we all know someone who suffers with mental health issues and who would benefit from the help that the likes of Jigsaw are able to provide. And I know a lot of young people, and I've never heard, and I'm not blowing smoke up your asses here, boys. Can I say that? That's probably too late. I've already said it. But, you know, you seem both two level-headed individuals. And, you know, the fact that you're doing this and you're in touch with your emotions and your feelings, and that's nothing to be ashamed of. Nothing to be ashamed of.
No, have to lead by example. Not.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Because, you know, you can't help someone else without helping yourself. And what's the saying? You can't love... No, that doesn't matter. But no, you're doing fantastic work.
No one else can love you if you don't love yourself.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Yes, do you love yourself, Robert, do you?
Of course I do, yeah.
Yes. Ben, do you love yourself?
Yeah. Robert spends about half an hour in the mirror every morning, though, before he sets foot out of the house.
Well, I mean, look at those eyebrows, seriously. Yeah, no, I mean, that's... There are women who would be jealous of those eyebrows.
Yeah, right.
Right, okay. Right, if you don't know what I'm talking about, you can probably check out the two lads. They're on the Facebook page, or on the I Donate page there. They're also on the page there on Clonmelan Community Radio. You can see them in all their glory. They will be passing through a village near you. Get out and maybe wave an old flag or throw a couple of shekels in the donation bucket. And, you know, for a worthwhile charity. And, you know, it's so easy for people to sit in their arses and do nothing. And you have two lads here who are getting out. They're raising a few quid and they're raising awareness for a charity and for a cause that it could be, you know, knocking on your door very, very soon. So get out and throw them a few quid. Right, are we done?
I think so, yeah.
Right, okay. So that's Ben and Robert, or Robert and Ben, and it is Clonmelan Community Radio. It's 3 minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock, and we're going to have a little bit of Paul McCartney and a wonderful Christmas.